This is the Sci Fidelity Podcast number 11, Super Pimps in Leather Jackets. The Sci Fidelity Podcast is intended for mature audiences. We talk about things like Superman fucking a chicken and whether or not leather jackets work in the ocean. So, if you're easily offended, carrying a child, have poor constitution, or generally a bastard of any kind, you probably shouldn't listen to this show and download it, support it, but don't listen.
It was like that Star Trek episode where there's the lawn and the whole planet's been destroyed. It was just like that from looking out the back of their backyard.
The one where the old man killed all the Hoosnock.
Yes, that one. It was exactly like that. And I was like, damn.
Next Generation. It was like season one.
I don't remember that.
That was a long time ago.
I think it was season two, actually.
Was it? Really?
Two?
That seems like a season one episode.
Netflix.
They show up at the planet, right?
Or whatever they're calling it these days.
Yeah. So they show up at the planet, and they scan it. There's like one little patch of Earth, which is a bit nice little house, you know,
perfectly
nice
square,
grass, perfectly square. Everything's cool. And so they beam down,
and the rest of the town and colony all around. This is devastated,
just destroyed, right? Just blown all to shit, right?
Yeah.
So they beam down, and it's this old woman and like this old guy, and they're like, "Yeah, we need to get you guys the fuck out of here, because." You know,
this shit's about to get destroyed.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you looked outside and all, but devastation. So perhaps you should come with us. And the old man's like, nah, we'll be all right. We'll be okay. We chased them away the last time. We're like, what the fuck? All right. So, well, we're the Federation. We're not just going to kidnap you.
Well, unless you're in the DMZ, then we will.
Until we get closer to the end of the show, right? At 0 to 10 minutes, we don't kidnap. And then 10 minutes to 40 minutes, we consider kidnapping. And then 40 minutes to an hour, just kidnap them bitches.
Just fucking beam their asses up.
Beam their asses up and wipe their brains. They won't know. So it's this whole big cat.
They're the Men in Black now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
It was this whole long thing. And at the end of it, you know, the ship showed up, the alien ship showed up and flew past the Enterprise, blew up the house, and then disappeared, or they blew it up or something. It was gone. So basically the Enterprise is well, there's no reason for us to stay. And Picard, being the pimp that he is like, hold orbit. I'm gonna be in my ready room. And they're like, Captain? Hey, I said hold orbit, bitches. And he comes out 4 hours later, and there's
Captain,
the little.
Don't you understand?
The little square is back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they beamed, and he just beamed them up to the ship. It's like, yeah, beam those fuckers up. And then the guy tells a story about how, oh well, I'm actually omnipotent, but you know, I'm a pacifist pussy, and so these aliens come and they killed everybody,
including his human wife.
Yeah, they killed my human wife, and I didn't do shit until I saw that they killed my human wife. And then I said, fuck them.
And
I killed
Skywalker.
Them all. And they said.
Didn't they try and give them a replicator and shit like that to support them?
Oh, yeah. They're trying to help them out.
I remember this episode.
And the guy's like, they're like, oh, so you killed all the attackers. That's all right. That's okay. That was so. The first like, no. You don't understand. I'm omnipotent. I wiped those fuckers from time. All right. There are no more Hoosnock anywhere in the whole fucking galaxy. Why? Because they fucked with my bitch. So I suggest that y'all leave. And they're like, all right, well, I can't take you to jail, so whatever. Fuck it. I'm out.
He may wipe out.
I don't really have any kind of justice that I could bring here. Yeah.
He may have wiped out an entire species, but still easier to talk to than Q.
Star Trek likes its omnipotent beings. Especially under Roddenberry.
True.
Well,
enough.
That was Roddenberry definitely saw that mankind would evolve, and by definition, you'd encounter other species that were farther along on that evolutionary chain. So it wasn't just like Star Wars, where it's us, only the cars hover a foot off the ground, but everyone still goes to work, they still pay taxes. You know, Roddenberry was very much about the future will look completely different.
Well, you know.
Unless you're Klingon, and then you sort of dress like a weirdo and look otherwise normal until later when you don't.
Well, you obviously didn't watch Enterprise because you would know why they what happened with that.
Yeah, it was an accident with a mechanical rice picker.
What?
Sorry, you have to be an original series Star Trek fan to get that one. That was that's how they explained Spock's ears in City on the Edge of Forever.
I've seen the episode. I just don't recall that off the top of my head.
All right.
I get it now that you've explained it. I was like, oh, yeah, I have seen that.
Yes, well, I had to dumb it down a bit, but there we go.
Well, B5 apparently believed that, too, Babylon 5. You run into, like, Vorlons and shit.
Yeah.
So. Did you guys have a chance to look at the new 52?
Have we introduced ourselves yet?
No. We're just winging it. So we don't sit around and be like, "Hey, you're listening to the Sci-Fidelity podcast. This is Patrick."
Okay. No, but wait. We got to have some sort of dick joke or goddamn thing.
Well, yeah. So that's
welcome to the Sci-Fidelity podcast. We talk about all sorts of nasty shit, and you're listening, and it's probably intended for adults, and you might be one, and if you're not, get the fuck out.
Boom. Done. All right. Fuck it. Yeah.
I'm
satisfied.
Well, this is Patrick. I said it already, but I'll say it again. This is Patrick. Did I mention this is Patrick? This is Patrick. This is Patrick.
Wait,
bitches.
Who are you again?
Patrick.
Are you Patrick?
Patrick.
Stewart?
No.
No.
Well,
you're
I'm
more
bald,
of an Avery
so.
Brooks. You got that kind of working for you.
Also
you
bald.
You should get a goatee. So
all the good captains are bald. This is Brian, by the way. And all the good captains either wear a toupee or needed one.
Actually, I was going to say all the good captains were black, but that's just me. He was barely a captain. They promoted his ass.
Too bald.
What?
Old Captain One Eye, two balls.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No. Captain
you don't know
One
about
Eye
old Captain One
with
Eye?
His two balls.
Yes. Got it.
Gotcha. It's a dick joke. All right.
Michael's feeling a little slow today.
Yeah. This is Michael, by the way. I don't
know. Most botched introduction ever.
Yeah, well, fuck it. Maybe we shouldn't have shown up drunk. They had all that schnapps. What the fuck was I supposed to do?
Normally we wait till we start the podcast to start drinking, but we decided we'd do some experimentations in the name of science.
Wait, okay, I don't like what you...
Yeah, no. This is not an experimenting sort of thing. No. I'm not in college. I don't experiment anymore. I know where everything goes. Yeah.
Science!
Science of the penis? No, that's okay. I know how it works. I figured it out.
With mushrooms.
What the fuck are you doing? I don't know what you were just doing, but somehow it disturbed me.
I think we're like how he whispers, even though there's a microphone in front of his face.
Well, I think we are in a Folgers commercial.
Oh, God.
Well, at least it's not Summer's Eve. Anyway.
You
have that not-so-fresh feeling?
Oh, no, I'm not a dirty bitch.
Wow, they should have had Summer's Eve commercials that kind of went that way. No, oh God,
hey,
no. I'm not.
Might be our first sponsorship.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Michael, I'd like to tell you about Summer's Eve feminine douche.
It's just like it's kind of like the South Park ad that they did. It's like, hey, Mom, do you ever feel not so fresh? Nope. Oh, God, no. No. You mean down there? No. Oh, God, no. No, I'm sorry. I washed my vagina. I'm sorry.
You know, if you throw some water down there every now and again, it feels perfectly fine.
Just sprinkle it. Just sprinkle.
You know, you don't have to do a lot. Just a little bit. That's
You know, bread grows down there, right? Wow. That might have been... I think I saw the line. It just kept running.
Yeah, you might check somewhere behind you. You'll find a line... generally speaking, we try not to go around that line.
But there's a little pieces of a line that kind of broke, but
yeah, generally speaking,
I think I fucking shattered
really?
The line.
Yeah. So we're here aboard the Starship Enterprise. We've replaced their dilithium crystals with new Folgers crystals. Let's see if they notice.
And then there's a warp core breach.
Yeah.
I actually did that commercial. We shot that thing. I've got it on video someplace.
Fucking
so
awesome.
Did you film the warp core breach?
We never finished it. We were just going to steal some footage and stick it in
all
there.
You,
but
had to do was get Jordy screaming coolantly.
Yeah.
Coolantly?
No. Roll under the door. He has to roll under the door.
Okay. All right. Nerdgasm here.
I had to bump Brian under that one.
The dilithium crystal?
Oh, God.
Is what allows the matter to interact with the antimatter.
Safely.
So without the dilithium crystal, it's just raw explosion of power. There's no Geordi rolling under the fucking door like he likes to do. Mm. No.
Methinks you underestimate the power of Folger's crystals.
Me also thinks that the USS making shit up is called for.
Yeah. I was actually going to bring that up. I thought that ship was run on sandwiches. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, the bit he's talking about is actually based on real physics, well, except for the crystals. So...
Wait, why the fuck are you guys bringing real physics into this? We're talking about Star Trek.
Well, they have a little bit in there.
To be fair, Star Trek's better than a lot of other shows.
This is a fact.
Although not necessarily Babylon.
However, when they mess it up, it becomes spectacularly bad because they like no real physics terms. So it's not like Doctor Who where they just make all their bullshit up completely and you can just, I've never heard these words before. I guess they can mean whatever they want. Star Trek, they'll go get real science words and yeah.
No. See, that's bullshit. Doctor Who, all science. That shit is accurate.
Yeah, everybody knows the song Screwdriver doesn't work on wood.
Fuck yeah. No, of course it doesn't.
This is like the one where the TARDIS opened and the pressure of outer space shrunk them all to about an inch tall. That one? That Doctor Who?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that happens. You obviously don't travel in space. Yes. That's like the first thing they tell you.
In
don't open the door.
Box.
Yeah.
Don't fucking open that door.
Yeah, why would you open the fucking door? You're in space.
But it was an accident. They didn't realize they were
shrunk.
Well,
unless you're River Song.
Yeah. Don't open that
door.
You don't know what's out there.
Yeah.
Is there air?
Was somebody named Guy? You don't know what's out there. Is there air? Can we breathe? You don't know.
Best Star Trek movie ever.
It kind of is the best Star Trek movie
ever. I have to agree.
Yes.
Yeah, it was kind of awesome.
So I... wild random aside. So I watched Blade Runner again last night. Oh my God, I forgot how influential that fucking movie is. Like, there are several shots in that movie that I was like, okay, so that's where Firefly got most of its look.
Oh, yeah.
I did not fucking realize that. I mean, I kind of knew that, but then when I'm watching it again, I'm like, oh my God, Firefly just totally ripped off this movie. Yeah. Also, fucking Pris is just Chiana. Chiana is just fucking Pris.
I got that.
It's just fucking Pris from Blade Runner. I was like, wow. She looks like fucking Chiana.
Yeah, but Chiana's hotter.
Okay, well, I grant you.
Even though Pris is
Daryl Hannah.
Even though they spray pitted on some titties on Chiana, she's still hot.
Yeah, Daryl Hannah at least has actual breasts. In theory.
Yeah.
Theoretically, she's got this.
Well, I'm not saying I reround that part on Splash, where she comes out at Ellis Island and walks around naked for, like, you know, 2 seconds a lot when I was a kid. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is...
Wore that part of the VHS tape out?
Yeah, for some strange reason.
And all the buttons were all stuck on the VCR remote.
No.
God.
You don't put the remote next to you. What are you, an amateur?
They never sent me an instruction manual.
This is common sense.
Sock done.
I mean, it's a toxic waste dump. You don't put anything of value next to it. You know, like a vagina or anything. Anyway.
I was going to say, my spooch is not toxic. Just throw it out there.
Oh, really?
For our many, many female fans, Michael Spoo is not toxic.
Damn right.
It's like, making
single.
Me sick just thinking about it.
I'm single, so I kind of need women not to think my spooge is toxic.
Oh, yeah. No.
If Michael, this is a recommendation. You might want to expand that circle of just a spooge. Nah, I mean, that's a good start, but you want them to think the whole rest of you is not toxic either.
I don't give a shit about the rest of me. I need them to want the penis. It's about the cock.
Okay, well.
Yeah, ladies, if you ever run across
you
Michael.
You must like paying for it.
It's no one likes paying for it.
Exactly.
You just accept it. It's like rent.
I don't know who it was, but someone along the line made the joke that some way or another, you're going to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True enough.
That is definitely
true. I think that in the interest of domestic bliss, we should all just leave that topic right where it is.
I was actually going to say, I kind of don't like where this conversation is going because it's like, wow, this is pretty much going to turn into the He-Man woman haters pretty soon.
Nah. And besides, it doesn't matter. Our wives don't listen. So,
Steve's like, speak for yourself, son. Like, speak for yourself.
She's right here. She's right here.
She's right behind you. The call's coming from right behind you.
Don't open the door. Don't open the door. Don't open the door.
I just flashed on those old Penguin commercials. Doobie, doobie, doo. Do you guys remember those? Okay.
No.
Don't fucking listen to me. I'm just rambling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking words are coming out of my mouth.
Well, we mentioned 52, new 52 or some such.
So, yeah.
No. The slang.
All right. Well, okay. Hang on a second. And I just want to throw this out here because I don't know that this will have – I don't think this has longer legs than the new 52, so we'll just get this out of the way. But – and you can tell me I'm full of shit. New
full
shows,
of shit.
You wait at least until I say it.
Oh, sorry.
Ah. So
– bullshit. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Assholes.
Oh, wait, wait. I got to get one in too. Patrick, you're full of shit.
Yeah, all right. All right.
Yeah, carry on.
Hey, we're getting feedback. That's feedback at SimonElliePodcast.com. Let me read it. Oh, I'm full of shit. That's nice. no, so new shows, for the coming season that are sci-fi related. Anything that you
are
guys... are there any?
I'm hopeful for Terra Nova.
It
could suck, but I'm really hopeful for Terra Nova.
You mean Jurassic Park?
Yes, Jurassic Park.
Okay.
With time travel. Jurassic Park with time machines.
But wait, no.
Sliders in Jurassic Park.
No, but see, here's the thing, though, with Terra Nova, because when I first saw the trailer for Terra Nova, I'm like, oh, sweet, that looks awesome. Dystopian future and flying cars, awesome. But then the plot is we're just going to go back in time and then live in the fucking jungle, and I'm like, wait. So...
It's Lost.
Yeah, so it, no,
but
no,
it's got it's dinosaurs.
It's Gilligan's Island meets Jurassic Park.
And that's time machines.
No. No, you go back once and that's it. There's no back and forth. Yeah. There's no jumping forward.
Back
to
and forth
newspaper.
Might be interesting.
Back
does
and forth would be
dead cost.
Still a time machine.
Does does Walking Dead count?
Yes. Okay, that would count.
But
okay,
are these new shows though? That's a returning.
Well,
yeah. There are a couple of returning shows that I'm kind of looking forward to.
I still want it to air.
I'm looking forward to that and Fringe.
And Fringe. Yeah.
Fringe. I'm really looking forward to coming back.
But
and fuck it. Well, Eureka just ended. So,
well,
I mean not permanently. I mean the season just ended.
Did you hear the shrieks of everybody in listener land?
No. Eureka's
you get
only
at least
got
one more season.
Yeah, one more season. That's they've got one more.
Which is with a very good season finale.
The season finale for Eureka was awesome.
It was really good.
I watched it at like 2 in the morning.
Does True Blood count?
Well, True Blood just finished. That's not coming back till 2012.
And
so.
It's got, attractive naked people, so fuck yeah.
Oh, no. It's a good show. I mean, I enjoy watching it.
Especially if you like breasts.
And ass.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's got ass for everyone. Woman ass, man ass. If you're in the ass, it's there. I'm sorry.
Does it have
or
dumb ass
prison?
Well, I mean, it's got a fantasy element to it. I mean,
it does.
There's definitely magic.
Has a fantasy element.
Oh, it's an urban fantasy
science,
show.
But yeah, it is.
Okay, so I think we're doing what everybody has done, which is basically say sci-fi, fantasy, horror individually not strong enough to carry a network, so we'll lump them all together and carry a network, be a book club, anything. It's not enough, so we'll lump them all together, because really if you don't talk about horror with fantasy or fantasy with sci-fi, you'll never talk about it. So
you know,
true, unless you're a horror fan,
too many people that are really split on them. Like, you know, they can't stand horror movies, but they like fantasy movies. You know, the genres blend so much in modern media anyway.
It's true, well, and it's kind of hard. Horror is not one that I usually lump in. I do usually lump horror as a totally different thing, because for me, I can connect Star Wars and Lord of the Rings, but I can't connect Nightmare and Elm Street and Lord of the Rings. I can connect
Nightmare and Lord of the Rings loosely, but Saw and Lord of the Rings,
yeah.
Or what is it? You know, it's like Seven, Lord of the Rings.
Okay, Seven is not a horror movie. It's
Seven
just
is
awesome.
A drama.
Okay,
yeah, that's
I haven't seen
that
it.
Is.
So whatever.
You need to see Seven. That movie is fucking awesome. By the way, you're gonna probably be crying from the sheer trauma that you're gonna go through.
Oh, that's what
that
I look for in my movies, is something that's gonna make me cry. Yeah. So
well, like look at Aliens, right? Aliens is definitely a sci-fi movie. But it's in a horror movie setup. You know what I mean?
Especially
like,
the first
monster does horrible shit, even though you only see a few seconds
of
it.
Sci-fi can do horror.
Going,
sci-fi can do horror. Sci-fi can also do comedy and slapstick, but we don't generally lump comedy and slapstick in with sci-fi when we're in a general
sense.
It's
really hard for sci-fi to do slapstick. I mean, we could probably name on one hand, well, two hands maybe, the really good sci-fi comedies.
Yeah,
but
well,
true.
I mean,
but of course, you can say the same thing about sci-fi horror.
Well, yeah, okay, but comedy, comedy and drama are kind of the overall descriptor, and then it's the setting that you put it into. So it's a sci-fi setting, it's a horror setting, it's a fantasy setting. It's not. I'm putting it into a.
See,
comedy
I don't know
setting.
If horror is a setting. I think horror is more like comedy or drama. It's more of the.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
To style.
Yeah.
Hey, hang on a second. I'm getting another email. Hey, I'm full of shit. Wonderful. All right. Anyway.
Hey, listen, the listeners just have an opinion, and I can't stop that. I mean,
the strange thing is,
you can't stop the signal.
Let me put my phone
feedback
away
showed
here.
Up just as we're filming the podcast,
it's
even though it's not live.
Not only is it not live, but why do you have a computer in your lap?
Well,
why
see,
do you not?
We have one fan. One of our listeners is Precog. And that's how they're able to send these emails.
No, actually, three of them are, but only one is like the female.
So, Michael, what happened?
Only
to
one's
the
really good.
Other report, yes. You know, the other report. What happened to that one?
Nah. Guess what? There is no minority report. Boom.
No.
Fucking plot twist. Done.
It's the affirmative action report. So. Uh-huh.
Nice.
Actually, I was going to make a comment, but there's an equal number of black people and white people here. We should get some Asians or Hispanics up in this bitch.
I think I can help you with that, but let's not get into why.
Wow.
What the fuck?
Apparently, Steve is a pimp.
You know, that works.
Is Steve going to have to choke?
Was there ever any doubt on this fact?
No.
Yeah, true enough.
Steve is totally a pimp.
We gotta thank Dave Chappelle.
Look at that fucking beard.
Did you think all that love of firearms was about?
Don't stroke it.
Oh, God. Are we stroking things again?
Yeah, well.
Okay, so new shows. See, here's the problem. I don't actually know any of the new shows. And, like, everything that I started watching last season, like, all the new shows that I watched last season, all got canceled.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All of them.
I read an article on the new shows, but the only one I'm going to bother to check out is Terra Nova of the list. It was more psychic cop stuff, and some psychic cop stuff.
Psychic cop,
psychic cop. You know, it was all kind of that. You know, well, we'll put a little dash of sci-fi in some other type of show, kind of stuff.
But not like a good psychic cop, because then there really wouldn't be a show.
Wait, is this coming on CBS? Because
I don't even remember.
Bullshit.
Oh, yeah. I just tuned it out. I was like, nope.
It's like, if you're a real psychic cop, you're like, oh, yeah, dude's on 13th.
There's
Street,
one called whatever. Fables or Once Upon a Time, depending on which website you check.
No. Once Upon a Time is the show that everybody's saying is ripping off Fables.
Oh, okay. Maybe
Fables
that's...
is a comic book.
Well, both were coming up as TV shows.
I got confused about that as well. I didn't understand the connection.
Well, the problem is there is no actual connection. People are just saying, Once Upon a Time is ripping off Fables.
All right. Is that why it kept coming up in my... I Google searches. Okay, so Once Upon a Time is another fantasy show that's coming out that didn't interest me.
By the way, I will point out that I have to agree. Like, if you... Because I read the comic Fables, and Once Upon a Time is a total ripoff of Fables.
No.
It's a complete and total ripoff of that comic book. Which is particularly amusing because they've been trying to get a TV show of Fables for about 3 years going.
Aww.
And I did that. I doubt that's going
to maybe instead of trying to shop the idea to producers, they just get a lawyer and sue these guys and get them to change the title, and boom, there's your TV show. Yeah.
Right?
So speaking of comic books, the New 52, the DC reboot of their whole line of comics.
See, I was kind of thinking we could just start a running gag where we keep acting like we're going to talk about that and never actually do it.
So, zombies.
Can't we talk about how Patrick is bullshit some more?
I want to know how many of you have actually started to read any of them, or if it was attractive.
Well,
or
you know, I've read some of them because
I know you have.
Nerd. Yeah,
Patrick or Brian, did you?
Yeah, I'm not.
Were you
DC
aware
fan.
That this was happening?
I have talked to a friend of mine who is an avid comic reader, and
he said avid. Awesome.
And he's an aficionado too. And yeah, every week one of the
but
things
is he an aficionado.
I don't want to know. I don't ask him those questions.
That's fucking awesome.
I check in with him once a week about what he thinks about it because I'm vaguely tangentially interested. But no, I haven't experienced the phenomenon directly.
That
yet.
Is the New 52?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, I've never really been a big DC fan. Like, I know of them because of all the movies and I know of them more because of the cartoons than the movies. But
Batman, Superman, Justice League, those shows were fucking awesome.
Those were fucking awesome. But so I'm aware of the fact that they decided that, you know, I can't tell any more fucking stories, so I'm just going to reboot it and start again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily see, and I haven't read it, so again, this is just a bunch of bullshit coming out of my mouth, but I don't.
That's your theme for the night. Huh?
Yeah, that's the thing.
I talk bullshit.
Yeah. I'm like Stan in that episode of South Park.
Is that our title? Patrick's Talk Some Shit?
Yeah. Write that down. We might come back to that. Anywho, I don't see, because they're like, okay, we already told all these stories or whatever, and so we're going to reboot it, but you've still already told the story. You told the story of the dude with superpowers from Krypton.
Yeah.
Unless he just becomes a pimp. And then there's like Superman... Like the Kryptonian pimp.
Why the fuck hasn't that story been told?
It's like, is Superman going to have to choke a bitch? And then he pops her head off. And he's like, that's why Superman don't choke a bitch.
Yeah.
Because Superman got too much
just a cool
power
idea.
To pimp.
Now, would you still have goldfish in your shoes if you're Superman?
Okay, wait.
But they're super fish from Krypton.
little red and blue fish.
Super Fish from Krypton. It's going to be the name of my new band.
So with the
that's actually a pretty good name for a band.
With the shoes break, the fish are just sitting there gasping for air. They're cool. They like stay like that for like 6 months because they're fucking Kryptonian.
Yeah, they fly
around and fucking eat dogs and shit. It's fucking awesome.
They don't need air. Well, fucking Superman can barely hold his breath for like weeks.
Okay, so is he holding his breath, or does he just not need it?
No,
okay,
no. Right, they're saying he's holding his breath.
All right.
That's why he can fly in space, because he can hold his breath for like weeks.
Wait. For weeks?
For like weeks.
So why does the motherfucker ever breathe?
He probably doesn't. Like, do we have evidence of this?
Good luck trying to crush dust Superman.
He's like,
whatever.
I'm
like
good.
No.
How many times it's crop dusting Superman? Is that?
Yeah. I don't know how often that comes
can
up.
Can you imagine if Superman tried to fly by and drop a deuce right near you? I mean, it would be a super deuce,
I'm sorry. I just flashed out a new Superman villain. The crop duster.
The crop duster. Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't know Lois Lane crop dust like left and right.
Okay,
she's the reason she loves him like so much is because he can hold his breath, so he doesn't complain about it. Because all the other boyfriends were like, "God damn it, Lois, what the fuck are you eating?"
No, but see, okay,
he can
here's
hold his breath
thing.
And still talk though, too, right?
Yes. Well, yes. You don't actually have to issue the air out. You just have to create the vibrations through the media.
You can hold your breath. No, you can't.
Well, let's try it, but we're doing a radio show. So that's a stupid fucking idea.
No. Okay, but no.
Stay with us. We're holding our breath now.
You don't understand. We're talking.
Okay,
we're
Patrick,
talking about
for the podcast, I'm going to do some close-up magic. And in the audio version of the show, it's going to do absolutely nothing. So please watch my hands.
Oh, my God. He just pulled a bunch of coins out of my ear.
Oh, my God. What happened to your thumb? It fell off. It fell off from the other side of the world.
No. Okay, so no.
Reattach it.
That works over there?
Sadly, because I'm a huge, huge fucking comic book nerd, I actually have answers to both questions.
Please, give us the answers.
Okay, so you asked...
Lois Lane Crop Dust. Go.
Okay, I don't have an answer for that one.
All right.
Jimmy Olsen?
What is Lois Lane eating to smell like something crawled inside of her and died?
Well, actually, I don't think you presented a question about Superman, like, you know, holding his breath and all that, blah, blah, blah. But I can't make a comment that before the last time DC did this in 1985, when they did Crisis on Infinite Earths, where they also just rebooted everything.
Yeah.
Superman could move fucking planets, and they were like, that might be a little too fucking much.
Well, yeah. You gotta depower.
You gotta
and they're
kinda doing that now with this new thing where they're getting a reboot because the point that they made, and I see their point, because I had the same initial reaction that everybody did where I was like, this is fucking bullshit. And like you said, you've still already told all the stories that you could possibly tell, so what the fuck? But the point that they made was two things. Was they're trying to attract new readers. And for the new readers, they haven't read a lot of these stories. So it's not necessarily them trying to avoid telling the same story. But I will say they're more like for the new reader going in and knowing that there's like 20 years worth of history that you have to know. Now you can go in and say, hey, this is a brand new comic book. You don't have to know anything. So
now, I think that's a key point.
That
I
is
really
a major
do.
Point.
Because anyone now, this whole generation that didn't have 20 years of comic book reading, mm-hmm. can pick it up and respond to the inspiration provided by the movies, because I believe they're connected now more so than they would have been 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, and they're definitely making movies that are more connected to the new one, i.e. Superman without the red underwear thing in the new movie.
Exactly.
Yeah, give it a year. He'll have his red panties
back. Oh, yeah. Everybody says that shit looks temporary, and they're not wrong. You can't change Superman's costume. That's bullshit.
Man wears red panties. Go ahead, Steve.
I hope that it does. I hope that it does bring some more readership to the either print or online version of the comic book. I don't really personally care which way it goes. If print fades away and it's only like collectors, like vinyl has gone, only collectors for music.
Print's not going to go away. Let me tell you why print's not going to go away. For the simple fact that comic book stores are out there and they're going to fight that shit. No. Here's the thing that's pissing me off about the new 52. They're half-assing this shit. For all the people that are, like, for the people who aren't new readers, they're like, this is a soft reboot. So there's all these things that technically still happen because it's a reboot and then they're jumping 5 years. And they're saying in those 5 years, all those stories that you, or a lot of those stories that you read before still happen. And I'm like, so wait, let me see if I got this straight. There have been four Robins in 5 years, one of which was killed and has been returned. There's all this other shit that supposedly still happened in 5 years. You've compressed like 80 years worth of shit.
Yeah, you really need to get that right, because there's a big difference
some really
between
70
and
80. Yeah. That, let me just say this. The last
Dwarf
5 years
shit.
In the That's DC universe, shit. The last 5 years in the DC universe has not been fun.
Yeah.
Well, like every week some major shit went down.
Well, okay, so I'm going
to... Yeah, you haven't given them very much time, though, to really flesh out where they're going with this.
Three issues, that's all you need to know.
I grant you, that is a true statement, but I just feel like if you're going to do a reboot, do a goddamn reboot. Don't pull this shit where all that stuff that you like, don't try to placate the fans that you're worried are going to walk away by saying, oh, all the shit that you love still happened. No. Don't do it. If you're going to do a fucking reboot, do a fucking reboot, okay?
I don't know. To me, it seems like that perspective is just butthurt crybaby shit, because it's something they really have to do. If they carry on with the whole backstory that we've had since the 80s, that they rebooted the first time, it cuts off everyone that isn't part of that, because the fans expect it to be this entire interconnected mesh, all of these meshed story arcs. And that's just the way comic books are, man. If you're not reading just about every damn book from that publisher, you're going to miss something. You know?
Right. No, I'm not disagreeing with you. What I'm saying is, if you're going to do it, which I agree, you have to do it, don't fucking half-ass do it and say, oh, but that shit really did happen. Okay. No. Fucking reboot it.
I'm as an outsider here who haven't read this stuff. They, you know, effectively rebooted Doctor Who when they brought it back. But yet all of the classic stuff is still, in theory, supposed to have happened and occasionally gets referenced. Mm-hmm. But it was a very nice introduction, and there are lots and lots of fans who haven't watched any of the classic Who and never will, and they don't feel gypped, I don't think.
Well, okay, but that's
so do you feel like they're throwing you a bone? Do you feel like they're throwing you a bone when they make this reference to some shit that only people that knew the original are going to know?
Well, I enjoy the fact that it's all part of one big story. I think that it provided a small enhancement to my enjoyment of the series.
It's like Viagra.
I mean, I would have watched it if they had thrown out all the old continuity, and if it had been as good as it is, I still would have kept watching. But but I like the fact that stuff is still kind of there back there.
Well,
someplace.
Okay, so this is something that I've had an issue with, because I don't like reboots and I don't like reimaginings. What I do like, because basically when you say we're going to reboot it, like this 80s movie, you know, Total Recall, for example.
Yeah,
right? They're going to make a brand new one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when they say, okay, well, we're going to reboot Total Recall, it's basically saying, you know that movie that you watched back then? Yeah, that was a pile of shit. And that was such a pile of shit that we needed to do it again because it was so shitty, right?
Right, right.
I like when they take into account that, you know, this thing existed before and it was so awesome that it has this name recognition that they're going to do something else in that universe, right?
So
like at first I said, oh, they're making another Tron. And I was like, oh, fucking assholes. And then they said, oh, wait, no, this was actually like what happens 20 years after the events in Tron, this Tron Legacy. I'm like, oh, okay,
well,
good.
That works. It's a sequel.
It's a sequel. And it's basically saying, no, that thing that existed before was valid and it existed and you experienced it and that was great. And now we're going to go back to that universe, right? It's like the whole reboot reimagining thing irks me. But to Steve's earlier point about, you know, bringing in new fans, when I started reading comic books, there was, you know, I started reading Marvel comic books, there was like, you know, I'd have to say like a good 20, 30 years of X-Men when I started reading it. And that didn't make me not want to read it. I mean, I saw an issue and said, oh, that looks cool. And I started reading it and, you know, started with X-Men, started with Spider-Man, you know, Amazing Spider-Man. And then as you read them and they reference other things, like other books, then you go, oh, shit, well, okay, I got to start reading X-Factor and New Mutants and, you know.
Back in the day, Fantastic Four,
Fantastic
Spider-Man.
Four.
That was X-Men was just X-Men and nobody else fucking talked to them.
Exactly.
That was my own personal rant.
So that was, you know, or Amazing and then Spectacular and then Web of Spider-Man and then Sensational Spider-Man and then just fucking Spider-Man.
And then Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
And then Peter Parker, Spider-Man. But it's, and it as a kid, it made me go, oh, great. Well, I got to go back, and because they keep referring to this shit like it actually happened, I got to go back and find out what the fuck they're talking about. The Massacre of Mutants in the tunnels? What the fuck is that? That sounds awesome. And then that, you know, that
call me dark. And that, you just slaughtered a whole bunch of people? Sweet.
And that sets up the whole back issue market. I mean, the fact that there is a history to these things makes you go, well, I want to go back and read this history. I think they might be shooting themselves in the foot by rebooting, because you go, well, fuck it. I don't need to know what those stories are. Fuck them.
I think the problem that they're
having...
That's
not my Peter Parker.
I think the problem that they're having is that you got like everything in the publishing world, they're dying. And they needed something. They needed a splash. And basically rebooting your entire universe and having every single comic book you put out starting with the new number one, that's a pretty big fucking deal. Actually, the three comic books that they really did that a lot of people were kind of freaked out about was, well, I can't remember what one of them is, but there's three. There's two that I can tell you off the top of my head. It's Action Comics and Detective Comics. They've never been rebooted, so their issue numbers were in, like, the 900s.
Right.
So the fact that they actually rebooted those, so they're back to one, people were kind of freaking out about that because, you know, Action Comics number one is, like, the first comic that everybody... It's the first appearance of Superman.
Right.
So it's like, the oldest running series, and you basically just said, we're going to stop doing that. They've never done that before.
Right.
So people were like, that's bullshit. You can't fucking do that.
Yeah.
But so they're basically saying, we're trying to make a point. That's why they rebooted that. They wanted to make a big splash so that people would look at them, basically. Hey, look at us. We're publishing comic books. Please buy it. Please buy our shit. Seriously.
So, I mean, I agree with Patrick that I want continuity between the what happened then and the what happened now, but it's not as universal as I always want that. Like, when you look at Transformers, the Michael Bay version is such a separation that you can't even compare them. I mean, other than
Steve,
robots
the fuck you
on
about?
Earth,
it's the same
they're
movie.
Completely fucking different.
Nah,
Steve,
same damn thing.
One, Michael, shut the fuck up. Steve, I'm sorry. I must have misheard you. Our connection must be fucked up. Because you mentioned Michael Bay, and then you were talking about Transformers. So obviously, there must have been an ion storm or something, because Transformers stopped in 88.
Yeah.
There hasn't been any.
We're not on that Earth. We're on a different Earth.
There's
a different Earth.
No, that Earth doesn't fucking exist. If I find that Earth, I'll kill it. I'll kill this whole fucking universe. I'll fly there and I'll fucking kill it.
It's Crisis on Patrick's Earth.
Nice! It's easy, you had to bump that one.
And then I also agree with Michael, where it's like, This publishing company doesn't really have a choice. They have to do something that makes the comic storyline more accessible to new readers. And with the popularity of the film, it's clear that people are interested in the subject, and it's drawing people to the comic books, and they're responding to what I must assume is feedback that says, we don't know what the fuck they're talking about. You can't pick it up and go.
Mm-hmm. Right. No. That
so
has
for
been
Patrick.
Complaint.
It was
that
an inspiration to
reader,
go get them.
A comic book reader complaint for years, where they're like, "I would read this, but whenever I pick it up, all I see is that this is issue like 200 and something." And there's just all this shit that's going on. And the thing is, writers for years have been writing it so that you don't have to know all that stuff beforehand, but people see a comic book, they see a number on there, and that's all, right. And they walk away at that point.
As a certified nerd who may not do much with comics, but I got to say, I took a 6-year break from Star Wars publishing. All the comics, all the books, everything. Mm-hmm. I didn't touch Star Wars for about 6 years, aside from checking out the movies as they came out.
And you didn't walk away from the movies.
Yeah, if there was a new movie out, I went and saw it 2 or 3 times, but that was it. And then I got back into it when I moved to Austin, and, you know, I don't know how well documented the comic book industry is, but everything I ever needed to know to fill in the gaps on what I missed in Star Wars, I just go onto Wikipedia and look up those characters, and there's everything I need to know.
But not everyone's willing to do that. You know what I mean?
Lazy bums. They don't have the right. They shouldn't be allowed to read comics.
Thank you, Brian.
That's part of this is the elitism of the nerd community.
No. Actually, to be fair to what they're saying, Steve, it's a fair point, because the fact of the matter is if a person is going to look at a comic book and walk away from, you know, I wanted to read this, but it was like, it's like 200 issue or blah, blah, blah. Even if you reboot, that person has already proven that they're fickle enough that maybe they'll read 2 issues and they're never going to read it again.
Yeah.
And those people are out there, I admit, but at least they bought some. At least they had a chance to experience it. For some of those people, it's a newfound media consumption.
So you're all for the Star Trek 11 thing where we're making Star Trek for the
I'm
new
not
people.
For it, but I understand. You know what I mean? It's not like I don't understand where they came up with the idea for it. I get it. I happen to hate that particular film with a burning soulless passion.
With thousand suns, yeah.
Yes, I want to smash that movie with the fist of an angry god.
Nice.
I'll chase him round the nebula. And
now, that shit didn't happen. It was rebooted out.
Yeah, that never happened. There's no... oh, wait, but they'll bring Khan back.
Steve will play Khan. He'll go up and kill them all.
Actually, Steve, you would be a pretty awesome Khan against Chris Pine's Kirk.
You just bitch slap him around. Like...
Can you quote some Melville? Quote some Melville.
Oh, you're Kirk, are you?
Okay, so...
Check what are you, like, 12?
All right, look. I think I have the solution to your whole reboot. The comics need to be more accessible, blah, 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 blah. And I said it before. Just make everybody a pimp. So Superman's a pimp. Batman's a pimp. Green Lantern's a pimp.
Wait, no, hell, I'm going to stab you right now. Green Lantern is
so
already
well,
a pimp.
Okay, he's already a pimp. You know,
nobody wants a super pimp war.
Oh, I think they do. Especially Wonder Woman as a pimp. Because she's pimping out the dudes.
Isn't that
a
madame
or
something?
Okay. All right.
She's
you
pimping out
twinks.
Explain
to me, Patrick, I need you to explain to me Aquaman the super pimp.
Aquaman is pimping out
work?
Fish. Like, get over here, mackerel.
Hold up.
You got
hold
that big mouth bass? I know what your job is.
I don't need Patrick to explain
he
this.
He has
gerbils.
Aquaman
this.
Has gerbils in his shoes.
Hold up. Hold up.
I think
I had to stop
part
and think
of
about
my
that
mind
one for a second.
Fractured.
With a little air bubble down there.
Hold up, Steve. Before you start going off on fucking Aquaman the pimp, you need to understand something. Oceans take up 3/4 of this fucking planet, or whatever large number that is, and there are Atlanteans. Guess who needs pimps more than everywhere else? Guess who's the master pimp?
My only point
in this
about
world of
pimps, of the,
Superman is not the greatest
the
hero. It's fucking Aquaman.
And this is why Sequest DSV did so much better than Star Trek.
Because there were more pimps down
I like Sequest. You know what? Until they started getting into the talking dolphins, I was good.
Episode one, dude.
I was going to say, what the fuck is your problem with talking dolphins? They talk
you know,
now.
Just cut that
you
part out. It's like the rotten part of the apple. Talking dolphins.
Because when they talk, then they snitch.
Like, you remember the parts where...
Do you remember Zipper the racist dolphin from that Dave Chappelle sketch? That was fucking awesome.
All the racist animal actors.
Anyway, sorry, that was a goat. That wasn't even a dolphin.
Yeah. So long, and thanks for all the fish.
Nice. No, I don't know. I'm kind of. I go back and forth on whether or not I like the. I like the opportunity that it's affording DC to just when you get a fresh start, then you get like all of this. All of these creative teams are now like much more energized, so they're pumping out far more interesting stories. That much is true. I will admit to that. But when you hear about some of these changes, like they did a soft reboot, so not like there's not a whole lot of changes for a lot of these characters, except some of these characters are wildly fucking different. Like say Superman.
Okay.
What makes him different? I'm not familiar.
First up, now they've just decided that apparently. Well, first up, he's got origin issues where his origin is like, is it Smallville? Is it the movie? Is it the comic book? Because they're all kind of wildly different. Well, they're not wildly different, but they're different enough that people have questions.
The details are a little blurry.
Okay, look, if you're reading a comic book and you go, this isn't like it was on Smallville, then you're a fucking moron.
I agree with you.
And actually, really, you should eat a bullet.
I'm going to say this. This was pointed out to me, and it's kind of true. The Smallville
I'm advocating that.
The Smallville continuity is actually closer to the original continuity. I was like, oh.
Okay, good.
Oh, that means I might be wrong.
All right.
Apparently, it is not
moment?
Bullshit that Lex Luthor came from Smallville. Because apparently in the original comic book, that's where he came from.
Well, yeah, but in the original comic book, Superman flew through a barn door and Lex fell in some fire and his hair burned off and he was all pissed off or some shit. He's like,
you read DC?
I won't get you, Superman! Yeah,
I think
no,
I've read that one.
It's not that I haven't read it. It's just like, you know, it's a Tales of Superboy. It's like, oh, I saved a chicken from your barn, but as I flew... And that's what it was. He flew in so fast to save the chicken... to fuck it, apparently, because Look, he's a farm boy.
He's going there fast. He fucked the chicken.
Yeah, he fucked the chicken. The
chicken got fucked.
So he flies in real fast, grabs the chicken, fucks it, out really fast.
Yeah.
And in so doing...
Pumper fucked.
Oh, yeah, chicken's fucked.
And you know why he fucked the chicken? Because the chicken can't say anything.
You know why he fucked the chicken? He's from a farm. That's why. That's what you do on a farm.
What? No, no. Bombies. Wait, you gotta understand.
You think those chickens are just gonna make eggs for no reason?
You gotta understand.
Gotta fuck them.
From Superman's point of view, all of us are lower life forms. Chickens, humans. He can't really tell the difference. We're all kind of the same to him.
He's slumming it here on Earth.
Yeah.
No, yes.
No Kryptonian babes. They're all dead, or they're little tiny things in Kandor City,
or his cousin
Steve.
Or his cousin, which you know he's from. He grew up on a farm, so the cousin isn't completely off the table.
That whole continent right there. From end to coast, I fucked that entire continent.
Yeah.
Chilling out in my pimp. Fortress of Solitude.
In my pimp ice castle, crystal castle, fuck it, whatever.
Could you imagine Wonder Woman's pimp ride?
Yeah.
That shit would be invisible.
You know, that's...
you know Wonder Woman's going to tie you up, right? You know that's how that goes.
She's a dominatrix.
Mm.
You guys do realize that she was created by a guy that was obsessed with domination. That's where that whole fucking tie me up thing comes from. Anyway... I was just dropping some knowledge on you, bitches. That's what I was doing.
All I'm saying is this. Brian does bring up a good point. The man can hold his breath for like 3 weeks at a time. Obviously, he's a higher life form. So fucking Lois Lane, fucking a dog, same thing to him. All right? Fucking a gorilla, fucking a panda, whatever. It's all... Look,
Are we talking about Kal-El or Jack Harkness?
I don't know if I can go with that.
Kal-El and Jack
Harkness. I don't
know
if I can subscribe to that.
Look, no. Okay, Jack Harkness at least was human once.
Yeah, he's Superman, a time-locked human.
Yeah, Superman was never human, so everything that he's fucking is some other species.
Yeah.
So why are he going to be all up and all high and mighty just because, you know, this one lays eggs?
This bitch can read.
Yeah, exactly. Well, okay, you say Superman never fucked a bitch who couldn't read? It's Smallville, for crying out loud.
That's true. It's nothing to do with Smallville, but watch TV and fuck.
They don't. It's Smallville is probably.
This is why
like
I never watched
drinking. And Smallville barn dance.
How many seasons did they get out of watch TV and fuck?
Ten seasons of watching TV and fuck.
Yeah. Wow. And occasionally there were some Kryptonian bullshit where somebody got powers. It's weird.
Look, you know, Smallville is probably where Springer gets most of his guests.
Right?
Damn
right.
So I'm not thinking a lot of these people have a lot of higher education.
I love my daddy. And also, I saw somebody flying the other day.
It's like, oh, really? You saw somebody flying? Was that before or after you had sex with your daddy and then smoked some crack? After? Yeah, whatever.
My cousin was there.
That's why nobody ever traced him back to Smallville.
That's kind of true.
There's a bunch of animal fuckers over there. They're like, you know what? Superman didn't come from an animal fucking town. No. That's nasty.
Well, you know, all of the surrounding towns.
Sitting in his apartment with a chicken in his lap fucking going, those fools.
All of the other surrounding towns look at Smallville like, hey, you damn sure don't want to be one of them Smallville people. It's sort of like, we look at Waco. Oh, you're from Waco.
Oh, snap.
All right.
I think we just lost three listeners.
Yeah, I know. Did we double check the geography and make sure we don't have listeners from Waco? Oh, fuck them.
Yeah,
fuck
them.
You know what? It doesn't matter. You know why?
They're from Waco.
If they're listening to this, they're probably not representative of the Waco population.
It's not like they can understand us.
Now, granted, I want to point out that we're talking about animal fucking, and I look over and Brian has two moose in various sexual positions
on his
shirt.
I have the moose Kama Sutra.
So there's a moose with in missionary and in doggy style and reverse cowgirl and all of this. So really, I think
that's some same toy.
I think we might need to put Alaska with Smallville. You probably fucked an animal or two. See, look, he's not denying it. He's like, shit.
Look,
yeah.
He's like, wait, define
I've seen
animal.
Stuff. I've seen stuff, though.
That's how we get. That's how they teach us. Is with the moose.
I did once get into an actual chicken fight where instead of snowballs or rocks or something, you throw live chickens, which is cool because they can kind of sort of fly. So it's sort of like a homing missile. If you miss, the chicken doesn't want to fall to the ground, so it'll flap and turn and try to hit the guy anyway because they don't want to go all the way to the ground and there's something to land on.
Your neck is red. Your neck is getting more red as you describe.
I have some redneck cousins, and we got into chicken fights. We threw live chickens at each
other. Are you sure that was a chicken fight, not a cock fight? Which then devolved into a sword fight.
Roosters mess you up. We stayed away from the roosters.
Sword fight!
You know, we can say whatever we want to about Waco, because if they get upset, they're just going to yell at their MP3 player at their computer anyway. So it's not like they're actually going to send feedback.
Wow. We dare you to send feedback, Waco. Wow.
Stupid fucking
Suddenly,
Wacoans.
It'd be funny if, like, our listenership just, like, plummeted to two. Because everyone that listened to was actually from Waco. That would be awesome.
So, Waco listenership goes, yeah, I fucked a chicken, so what? I don't listen to them motherfuckers anymore.
Wow. No, they're probably going, yeah, I'm going to read me some Superman now. I didn't know he fucked him with chicken. That's a smart man right there.
I would like to point out that we went from talking about Superman to just shitting all over Waco.
You don't see the connection between these two?
I kind of do, actually.
If Superman was here, he'd shit on Waco.
Yeah, he kind of would. Actually, he does regularly. Yeah. Superman's real. He's real.
Look, I can't fly across country stopping crimes and shit and not take a dump. But I hold it for certain areas of the country. So when I'm flying, hit over Waco, drop trowel, and then let it go. So, you know.
Does he save it for just small towns like Waco, or does he?
He shits on Dallas, too.
Oh, well.
I was going to say, does he shit on Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
El Cajon, California. Statement. I'm telling you, if there's any place to drop a load, El Cajon, California. An unbelievably shitty city.
I can name some places in Louisiana, but I'm going to leave that alone. Hi, Mom.
Wow. That shit just got real.
So your mom is a frequent listener of this?
No.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
I'm just gonna.
Michael would be silent the whole podcast.
Let's go back to Superman and the reboot. And
you don't want to
leave his
about
mama
to...
and some scat alone.
Okay,
that's
actually. Whoa.
That's why I'm saying we should leave that. We should go away now.
I will say
I'm uncomfortable.
Nice little segue. That was one of the things that they've changed about Superman is both his parents are dead now. Instead of
Kal-El and Jor-El, or Martha and
obviously Jor-El and you know, but I mean,
I don't
like
fucking know.
Ma and Pa Kent,
okay,
are now dead in this one, and the reason that they did that for the specific reason of trying to make him more of a isolated person, he got the teachings.
Oh, you mean
of
a grown
Pa
up?
Kent. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. He got the teachings.
I'm still living in Ma and Pa's basement, even though I'm a Superman.
Fucking this chicken.
I got a fucking a chicken.
I got a treehouse up in the North Pole or South Pole or North Pole. I forget.
North Pole.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. So
he's Santa Claus.
Yes.
Yeah. Only. Yeah. No way. No way. Nothing.
Is it
nothing
time for a ho
South
ho
Pole.
Ho joke?
Sure. Why not?
Is he? A, he
he's
right.
a pimp.
He's a pimp.
Super pimp.
Is Clark Kent gonna have to choke a bitch?
People were bitching of all. Here's the thing that I love. Like, they talk about how, I'm sorry, this whole soft reboot, actual reboot shit, that's the part that
How do you really feel about that?
Yeah, it kind of annoys me.
I can tell it's grinding your gears Michael.
Here's why. I'm going to tell you why. Okay, so over in Green Lantern world and Batman world, basically nothing has happened. They're continuing as if nothing happened. And they're like, well, you know, we can do that. We can just write it like we have been for years where, you know, it's just new reader friendly. So, you know, all the characters are basically the same. Nothing's changed. And then you go over to Superman where his parents are now dead and blah, blah, blah. And him and his marriage to Lois Lane is completely over now and as if it never happened. And I'm like, wait, hold up. how the fuck is that possible where basically – some characters are completely different, and other characters are, well, you know, we haven't changed at all. And then I thought about it. Oh, I know why that is. Green Lantern and Batman were selling.
You think you're starting to understand my rage when it came to Transformers. Like when the first one came out, you could actually replace my words with what Michael's saying right now, and it would have worked.
No, no, because I don't need Bumblebee to be a
68 Beetle.
I'm fine with him being a Camaro.
So you were okay with the red underpants going away?
I'm actually okay with the red underpants going away. That's fine. I don't like it when you say the whole universe has changed, but hey, this shit over here is still the way it was exactly, and this shit over here, totally fucking different. And do you know why? Because this shit wasn't selling.
Well,
so we're going to completely alter this, but this shit's going to stay exactly the same.
Okay, but your whole rationale for why they did it was to get shit to sell. So obviously, to say, well, they're doing this because it was or wasn't selling...
Mm-hmm.
It kind of goes without saying. I mean, that's why they're doing it. They're doing it for money.
I say if you're going to do it, have the balls to do it to everything.
Why?
You
know what, fuck with something that's selling.
Yeah. Let's not bullshit here. They're only doing it at all to make money.
Exactly.
It's not like they've got some burning artistic desire or personal need to fucking entertain me. They want to make some money.
I'm not coming at it.
Bob
as
K's
a,
like, oh shit, I can't sleep. I don't think Steve is enjoying this comic.
No.
Oh shit.
Damn.
I'm not.
Did you guys check the index? Steve is pissed off and bored. Shit in the pool?
That was kind of awesome.
Did Steve send an email? Did he like it? Did he like the last story? No, please.
No.
Someone.
Burn it down. Burn it down. Start over.
Bullshit.
Start over.
Close it up. Close it up. Fuck it. I'm done.
Shoot it in the face. It's over. No. I'm not sitting here saying, I'm not bitching as a fan. And I go, oh, Han Solo didn't shoot first. That's bullshit. No, I'm not coming to that. I'm coming at it doesn't make sense.
Right. And again, you know that they had to do the same thing that all of the other reboots had to do, was like draw a line in the sand and say, this is the shit that we're going to change. And these are the reasons why we're doing it. And they might have bullshitted some of those reasons publicly, but we have to give them, I think we have to give them a little bit of slack to see if they can pick up some of those pieces and make it work for the people that have been fans. You know what I mean?
I'm definitely going to pay attention to see if it works, and I will say it has reignited my interest. I am planning to at the very least, read all of the first issues just out of curiosity. And for me to say that means I've clearly gotten more interest than I had before. I was reading maybe three comic books.
Now I had the first printing is sold out of all of them.
Yeah.
They're gone. I mean, it's not like they didn't. It's hard to find one. I mean, that fucker is gone off the shelf. No more to be had.
Well, they only
and it's not like it's
10,
a collector's
000,
item. So they're still gone. They're still sold.
Well, true enough.
Here's a question I had. Now, my comic book fan friend that I shoot the breeze with about once a week before doing B5, he was saying that there's several people who are independently conducting little experiments where they buy these new comics, get people who are, you know, reasonably genre-friendly but have never read comic books and give them to them and see if that, you know, hooks their interest, you know, conduct experiments. And apparently the experiments have come out pretty poorly on several different websites or comic book stores or something have done this and then asked them to review it and write reviews. And he was saying that the ones he's been looking at online, the reviews have been coming back like it doesn't look like it's converting these people. Now, admittedly, it's a very small data set, so, you know, it's not necessarily indicative of the whole process. But I was wondering if you guys had heard about that and if you had any comments or opinions.
I hadn't heard about that, but it doesn't surprise me that awful much. Some people just aren't into comic books. Some people aren't into print media of any kind. I mean, that's just a generational thing. I do think that the artwork is fucking phenomenal.
Well, yeah,
I love it.
Especially if you're going to look at that first one that they put out, it was drawn by Jim Lee. Of course that shit's going to be... I just catch your attention?
You just woke me the fuck up. Why did you tell me Jim Lee was drawing some shit?
Yes, Jim Lee's now drawing Justice League.
I will kind of buy anything that man draws.
I thought about it.
It's fucking phenomenal.
I said that, I was like,
there's
two
ways
Patrick
about it.
Loves Jim Lee.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
So he can draw a turd and make it look good?
He actually has.
He actually has.
It's fucking amazing.
Cool, yeah.
After
Jim Lee's
over,
the
we're
going
to have to look that up online. I want to see that picture.
All right.
So. No, Jim Lee really can't just draw the fucking... Oh, here's something else that you'll find interesting. Jim Lee was the main designer for all of the costumes. They redesigned, like, everybody's costumes, and he was the main... Because he's a co-publisher at DC now. I don't know if you know
that. Oh, yeah, 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 because they bought...
Wildstorm.
Wildstorm. Yeah.
And then they promoted him to, like... He's a pretty big wig at DC
Well, good for
now.
Him. Good for him. He deserves it.
He does.
He definitely influenced the fucking comics.
Yeah, he influenced the shit out of. I mean, I haven't seen so many leather jackets on fucking superheroes until his ass came around.
That's true. You know,
fucking everybody, but it worked. Leather jackets.
You know who started
but I
that?
I like it. It works.
Rogue.
Yeah,
that's the first one he put it on.
Aquaman. Yeah. This shit ain't good for my leather jacket.
Dude, honestly, if Aquaman showed up in a Jim Lee comic book wearing a leather jacket, like, right out of the fucking ocean, I wouldn't even question that shit.
They say salt water ain't good for this, but I say bullshit, because I look like a pimp, son. With my does Aquaman still have his robo claw hand?
No, he's back to normal.
He has both hands again?
He got both hands again.
Okay. So, at least in the reboot, they made it so we could jerk off again. And that, I think, is most important. Because look,
did you guys see the Big Bang Theory where you had the robot arm?
Okay, you can just dive right there. The answer is no.
Yeah, no.
No, your audience, that is not us.
No.
Man,
of the three of us here, none of us watch Big Bang Theory. No. Do you know why?
Because
that fucking show is bullshit.
No, well, wait,
I said
you watch
the people
it?
You're talking to.
Whatevs. I watched it. It was hilarious.
Okay, so do you watch it regularly, or are you just...
new fucking topic,
son. If I happen to catch it, I'll watch it.
If you happen to catch it, I'll watch it. Okay.
Tentative and embarrassed now.
No, it's you know what? It's another show where the blonde sleeps with everybody. So that really kind of turned me off.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I know you hate blondes. Don't give me that bullshit.
If we're going to talk about why we don't particularly like that show, the only thing that really bugs the shit out of me is they laugh track it, and I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah,
but
that's called It's a CBS Comedy. I like How I Met Your Mother, and they
Chuck
laugh track
does
that shit, too.
Oh, really?
Okay. Is it Chuck Lorre or Chuck Lorre? Chuck Lorre?
I think it's Chuck Lorre.
Yeah.
By the way, I will
say... He laugh tracks his shows.
I will give him credit that I hate 2 and a Half Men, but I did watch the premiere 2 nights ago. Just out of sheer curiosity.
You fucking sheep.
Right.
It was actually funny. It was pretty funny. Yeah. I will give him that.
This is with Ashton in it?
Yeah. It's the first episode of 2 and a Half Men I have ever laughed at.
You know what? I call you a sheep, but there's like another 27 million of you. So.
Oh, I'm never going to watch it again. I just watched it. I just watched it as a curiosity. You know, someone watched
it. Did they laugh track it?
Oh, they fucking laugh tracked the shit out of that. Yeah.
And did Ashton deliver?
He did. He actually delivered better than I thought I was. Well, they kind of downplayed. So? I mean,
thought I was?
Yeah. I thought you were going to make a comment on the fact that I said he delivered more than I thought he did.
Oh, no.
I thought you were going to say I fucked Ashton Kutcher.
No. I wasn't going to say that you just laid down.
You know,
Ashton
took that as a given. But
Michael doesn't have to be the butt of every single joke we make. I just wanted to put that out there.
Thank you.
Except when Ashton Kutcher's around, apparently.
No. John Cryer, who I find funny on everything but 2 and a Half Men. He was funny in this episode when I was watching it, and the whole funeral for Charlie Sheen's character in the first 5 minutes, they just had a bunch of women there who were there to spit on his coffin, and they were like, "Oh, he gave me, you know, chlamydia. He gave me herpes." I was like, "Okay, this is actually funny." And they were all like actresses you would recognize, like Jeri Ryan was there, like almost every actress from Star Trek was in there.
I should have watched that.
No, it was pretty fucking hilarious.
Spank, spank.
Yes.
I'm sure it can be found. You know what I mean?
Now, I remember hearing, this is very, very retro, but as far as a laugh track pro-con, when they showed the MASH over in the UK, it had no laugh track, and everyone there viewed it as a drama.
As a drama.
Drama, yes, yeah. Completely. And where they were quite shocked when they discovered that in the U.S., people, the UK fans of MASH are quite shocked to discover that U.S. fans of MASH think of it as a comedy.
I think that says a whole lot. Yeah, I've heard that before, and I'm like, yeah, I think that says a whole lot about the whole concept of laugh tracks. They're fucking stupid.
on the other hand, I thought that when they brought Red Dwarf back for that 3-part reunion episode, the lack of a laugh track was not such a good thing, partially because the writers were clearly still in laugh track mode and there was gaps where they were waiting for the laughter to die down before the next they started talking again. And it was kind of desperately needed there.
That's uncomfortable. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to wait and see how I feel about the reboot. Is basically what I'm saying. I think they should have manned up and done it like a full reboot. They should have done the actual Crisis that they did in like 1985, where they said, "Hey, guess what? We fucking murdered everybody and then brought them back completely brand new."
Now I want to ask: they in Crisis? I haven't read it, but there was some sort of connection between the old continuity and the new one, wasn't there? There was something that happened to space time in the storyline.
Yeah, somebody came
everything.
In and just wiped out everything.
There was somebody, a Nero and an old Spock that right. changed everything.
Somebody came in, wiped out like everything, and then somebody else came in and said, "We're going to merge the remaining."
Okay, and in this reboot, there was no explanation. It's just
there's
next
an explanation.
Week.
They just haven't really given it yet.
Okay,
something kind of happened.
So, something
and then
different.
They came back to a universe that was completely different.
All right,
and they
so
said
there's something there. Good. There's a plot line that's going to somehow tangentially connect.
And the fucking all the publishers at DC were collectively jerking off. Yes, that's basically what happened. I don't know.
Well, it's worth looking at. You know, if you haven't seen it, go. You know, spend the $4 or whatever it is to see the artwork at least. I mean,
yes. You should definitely read Justice.
It's absolutely worth it.
It's
just beautiful.
Wait a second. Okay. That's why I stopped reading comic books. $4? $4 fucking dollars?
It's $4.
$4 fucking dollars.
Yes.
That's some bullshit. Look.
And you know what? It's $4 whether or not you get the paper copy or the electronic version.
Really?
I don't understand how they did.
Well,
yeah, but it's the same for both.
To be fair, I think the first issue is $4. I don't think it's regularly
$4. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
I think
like
it's $3.
Oh, well then. $3? $3 fucking dollars?
$3
yeah,
is still expensive.
I'm remembering the other reason I don't read comics.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is also one of the
well,
reasons
you know
I kind of lowered the amount of reading that I do.
The paper, the Dead Tree version of this is shareable. So, I mean, that's one thing that you really can't do with the electronic version.
Well, true. No, I just remember when I started reading comics, I would go to the comic book store with $10 and come out with 10 comics. And then when I stopped was when I'd go in with $10. I'd go in with $10 and I'd come out with like 3 comic books and they'd be some kind of shitty comic books. Like they didn't even have like if it was Jim Lee and they're charging me like $3.95 for the gold foil cover, then I'm like, okay, fine, whatever, I will read it. But it's whoever was left after everybody else after all of these stars took off. And I'm like,
you're talking about Marvel after Image was created.
Yeah, after
basically.
Image was created. And I'm like, wait a second. Why am I spending $4? Because every other fucking issue is the gold foil or the silver leaf or the, you know, finger in the ass.
Ron Lim. I don't want to read this shit.
Actually, I like Ron Lim.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say Ron Lim. That's unfair. Ron Lim's a pretty
decent
artist.
Like Joe Madureira, I like him too. You know, but yeah, and even the Kubrits. But like that guy.
Oh, I love the Kubrits.
You know, that. There's like that one guy who would fill in, and it's like, really?
Is this what I sound like when I talk to you guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Feel it. Take it home, bitch.
I have no clue what the fuck you're saying, but it's kind of sexy.
You know, I mentioned that Michael didn't have to be the butt of every joke, but now that we've broken him free of that, he's just free to attack everybody. He's attacking Brian right and left.
Back in your cage.
Actually, shit.
Back to the pile, Michael.
You were saying something. Oh, fuck. I wanted to make a comment to your whole the Dead Tree version is shareable, unlike the electronic version. The electronic version is just as shareable as the Dead Tree version, because guess what? The Dead Tree version, to share it, you have to hand it to someone. The Dead Tree version, you still have to hand it to someone. You can still do that. They don't chop off your arms and say you can't hand it to someone.
I think I was misunderstood. The Dead Tree version is eminently shareable. You can give it to someone, and that means that you didn't have to buy two. The electronic version, ultimately, is shareable, but they've gone to some lengths to make it less so.
Well, they don't want it to be like a file that if one person gets it, one person bought it. and then he just shared that with everyone, which is going to happen regardless, but they're trying to make it more difficult for one person to buy it, and then no one else has to buy it, because now there's a file out there that you just have to wait to get your hands on for free.
Right.
Right. And the other part of that is that whole resale market just evaporates. Not that it really exists. I mean, lots of people have their little fantasy that their comic book collection is going to be their retirement, and that just ain't going to happen.
Yeah, but I have giant comic book collection.
I know people that are like that, you know.
Well, I'm not using
I have a friend of mine who sold a Batman for $35,000.
God damn.
However,
what issue was this?
Yeah, well, the first one. But however, I've also seen he stumbled across it. It was being used as a space filler in the back of a dresser in Alaska.
Okay, in that case, he actually got, because it was probably in really shitty condition.
Well, it was it was fair condition. But,
yeah, if he got $35,000.
Well, it sold for $55,000. The auction house took the rest. But
motherfuck!
So. Ouch!
God damn it. Oxygen. Shit,
I'm sorry. Man. Did they buy him dinner?
Well, he was on CNN. I don't know. That's kind of cool.
They just treat him like a whore.
They didn't fucking kiss him.
Yeah.
They didn't kiss him on
the mouth.
Treated
him like a super chicken.
Yeah. I was pretty much about to go there. Treated him like a chicken in Clark Kent's house.
Okay. Well, we should probably just end on the fucking the chicken note.
Well, I also have to say my friend had a lot of comics in the basement, and I'm not sure if in the end he necessarily made a profit, but if you take those other issues he bought.
I was actually saying,
don't
does
be buying no Kent
podcast?
Farms chickens.
Yeah.
Does your friend listen to the podcast?
Well, there might be some super juice.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Is this like if you eat chickens from the Kent farm, you get superpowers?
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
For like for about 2 to 3 minutes. As long as it took for him to deposit.
3-minute egg? So.
Yeah.
Dude, you guys have no idea how much I can fucking nerd out on some goddamn comic book shit.
No. We know.
I've been restraining myself in this one. I was like, oh, actually, you saw it with the whole Ron Lim Kubert.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
Bump that. Done. We didn't even mention John Byrne.
That name rings a bell. I've actually heard of that one. I don't know anything about it, but the name rings a bell.
That man can draw some shit out of some fantastic.
So we have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/sci-fi show. And we have a Twitter account that's sort of dormant, not doing shit. But if you're feeling frisky, you can always follow at sci-fi show.
Or you can fuck a chicken.
Or you could. You could. You can also send us email at feedback@sci-fidelitypodcast.com, which, of course, is our website, sci-fidelitypodcast.com, which is unnecessarily long and complicated, but that's what we've got.
That's how we roll.
And by the way, if you fuck a chicken, just delete the podcast. Don't.
And if you're from Waco, go fuck yourself.
Oh, my God. Right.
The benefits of being thousands of miles away.
You know, I gotta say, I don't think it would have made that big a difference. I drove through Waco, didn't even slow down. It's like, fuck this place.
Wait a minute. People in Texas have guns?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
You're
didn't
from Alaska. You know how this works.
I just thought we were the only ones, but.
Okay, guys.
You're not Tigger. Because he's the only one.
Yeah, that was the Sci-Fidelity Podcast. Have a good night.
See ya.
So long, and thanks for all the fish.
Peace.